The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertising. Sponsored by Case Legal Media. Attention. This is an important message for anyone that has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers. The Internal Agency for Research on Cancer warned that overexposure to Roundup and other weed killers may increase the risk of developing non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto, the manufacturer of Roundup, may have known that Roundup and other weed killers were likely linked to organ damage and cancer. This information was hidden from the public as proprietary trade secret since 1981, and Monsanto may have failed to warn of the potential risk of cancer. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with cancer after being exposed to Roundup or other weed killers, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-308-6592. Our network of attorneys are ready to fight for you. You'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call now for a free consultation at 800-308-6592. You must protect your legal rights. Call 800-308-6592. Again, 800-308-6592.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll expect isolated thunderstorms tonight. Low temperatures will be in the lower 70s at daybreak. For Tuesday, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. And the outlook for Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms again, with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. The safety is off. There's a round in the chamber. This is Armed Alabama. Sponsored by McCoy Outdoor Company, Mobile's hometown full-line outdoor sporting products and gear store. An interactive talk show discussing self-defense, product reviews, shooting tips, safety, and more. Your calls, comments, and texts welcome at 343-0106. Now, here are your hosts, retired judge and certified NRA instructor, Rusty Johnston, and certified NRA law enforcement instructor, Adam Strange.
They're gonna pry these guns right out of my hands when they come to take them away. I believe in the rights that my fathers gave me when I signed the Constitution that day. No misguided president or crooked politician with a greasy pocket be spared. When the hardworking man gets tired of your cry, it's gonna rain wrath, beware. Don't tread on me, I'm American free. You're not gonna take it away. I'll stand up and fight for my freedoms and rights. That's the price you'll have to pay. Don't tread on me.
Welcome to Armed Alabama. Glad you could join us tonight. We've got a good show for you. As always, I'm Adam Strange with Judge Rusty Johnston here, and this is your show on self-defense, firearm and ammo selection, home protection, concealed carry, training, proper range etiquette, and of course, Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, and federal law. So glad you tune in. And of course, this is the Gulf Coast only show where we discuss your Second Amendment rights. If you got a comment or a question for here at the studio, for us at the studio, give us a call, 251-343-0106.
Or a text. That number will take a text somehow.
Yes, you can text to that same number, 251-343-0106. You can call or text in your comment or question. You can also follow us on our Facebook, and that's Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. Please like, save, and follow while you're there. And we are simulcasting
on YouTube.
On our YouTube channel.
Put it in search box, Armed Alabama, and like the page or subscribe to the page. We're 140-something short of 1,000. We need to get to 1,000 in order to have some extra perks, in order that you'll be notified that we're going live. So Armed Alabama, that's all you need to put in, and you'll get to the page. Over to the right, there's a chat box, and I'll cut it on now, and we'll answer any questions that are on there also. Adam, one of the things we want to talk about tonight mainly are these fake gun-free zones that are getting people hurt. We've had three robberies, armed robberies, at Waffle Houses in the last 2 or 3 weeks, And Waffle House has signs. Some people swear they don't, but some could be down, but that basically say no firearms allowed. Well, that's not pursuant to Alabama law. They're just putting that up. As the president would say, that's a fake no gun sign. Doesn't mean anything in it because it's not one of the items that is included in the Alabama code that an entity has a right to make his property a no-gun zone. And most of us know what those are already. They are courthouses, they're police stations, they're prisons. I'll get to the whole list and give it to you in a moment. But in this state, private businesses, unless they have continuous security guards and either a biometric card key system or some other security feature, unless they have that, they don't have any right to put up a gun-free zone sign. So 97.8% of shootings take place in gun-free zones. And I think that's what you're seeing now. And to deprive people of their right to defend themselves is just ridiculous. So don't believe that. And I'll tell you something special. We're having some cards printed, hopefully, next day or two, that basically say that I noticed your no firearm sign, and for my safety, I will take my business elsewhere. Is this the one? Yeah. As a licensed firearm holder, I am, and it says never been convicted of felony or whatever. What do you know about your other customers? And, leave it there. Even if you're going to eat there, leave it there. The employees don't know, but they'll send it on up to the management, I suppose. But this goes not just for Waffle House. It goes for a lot of other places, Bel Air Mall. They have security guards, but they do not have biometric card keys or any other kind of device, so that doesn't do it. Here, actually, the places you're forbidden to carry a gun, even with a permit. Of course, any place that the feds have declared illegal, beyond TSA at the airport, federal courthouses, federal prisons, I guess, Air Force bases, et cetera. But inside a building of police, sheriff, or highway patrol, inside the premises of prison, jail, halfway house, community correction center, inside, this is an interesting one, inside a facility which provides inpatient or custodial care of those with psychiatric, mental, or emotional disorders. You know, every hospital in the state will hold you until they can get a bed at a regular psychiatric hospital, so that purports to ban them from all hospitals. That needs to be changed. Inside a courthouse annex or building, which has a district attorney's office. Now, that means like Baldwin County has like four satellite courthouses, and some of them just sell tags and all, like their 8 Mile tag office here. That is not a gun-free zone. It has to have a DA's office in there. You can take it at an athletic event, both college and high school, if you have your permit or one recognized from another state. And I think that pretty much gets it. So just know that, and that is very easy to find. I'll put them on the Facebook page, but it is Alabama Code 13A-11-61.2.
Judge, you had mentioned Waffle House. I think within the last 3 or 4 weeks, there's been 3 or 4 that's been robbed.
They have been, yeah.
Including one with an AK-47.
And you kind of wonder, did any of the customers leave their firearms in their car because they saw that fake sign?
Well, how would they be getting robbed at gunpoint? Didn't the bad guys see the
well,
no gun
sign? Well,
he violated
the no gun zone.
He did.
Nothing will happen to him because of that, because there's no law that says he can't take it.
Right. Those signs don't apply to the criminals.
No. Well, nothing. Very few things do. You know, armed robbery used to be a capital offense. But things have gotten too soft, and it's not anymore.
All right, so let's go ahead and get our first caller for tonight, David. David is calling from Escatawba. Hi, David. Welcome
hey,
to
guys.
Armed Alabama.
How are you doing?
Pretty good. Beautiful place you're from.
Something I wanted to run by you guys real quick. I know a while back it was being talked about that President Trump was trying to get it seen about that if you had a concealed carry permit, that it would be recognized throughout every state, kind of like your driver's license is.
Yeah.
And the reason I bring this up, and this is something that's always bothered me, I've been an over-the-road truck driver for 28 years. And, you know, we all have a right to protect our home. And to many of us drivers like that, that truck is our home.
It's your home,
And as you well know, we are not allowed to have any kind of firearm in any kind of commercial vehicle. And that
let me ask you about that.
Bothered me.
Let me ask you about that. First off, the bill failed. You can't. It didn't pass, so that's not going to happen. But why do you say you can't have a firearm in a commercial truck? Is that your employer?
Well, both employee and as far as I know, it's a law.
There's no law.
If you're in a commercial vehicle, you cannot have a firearm.
I know the answer. There's no law or regulation that says if you own it, for instance, you can have it in there as long as you have as long as you have a concealed carry, and assuming you don't work for somebody or lease for somebody that forbids you to.
Yeah, if you work for a company that forbids it, now that company can have that rule that applies to their vehicles within their fleet. But there's no law or anything else like that that restricts firearms within a commercial vehicle.
I did not know that. I thought it was a federal law.
It's very widespread myth, and I think they perpetuate it, too.
And David, thank you for calling in for your question, that is the actual – your question and so many other questions that the judge and I have heard over however many years that we've been –
3.5 years,
You know, he and I have been teaching classes for, you know, almost 8 years. You know, and this is one reason we started this show is because every time that we would get in front of a group, we would hear questions or statements just like yours. And there's so many things out there that's just not true.
When he asked that, I think of Reginald Denny in Los Angeles. Remember him?
Yes, sir.
Pulled out of the truck and beat. I think he was beat to death.
And hit in the head with a brick bat.
Yep.
And about killed the poor fella.
Yep. David, we got to go to a hard break. Thank you for calling. Great question.
Yes, sir.
Yes, take care.
Sir. Thank y'all for the information.
Sure.
That's something in all my years of driving I did not know.
Yep.
So that's great news.
Take care.
On the fight inside of me, running down a way of life, our fighting men have fought and died to keep. If you don't love it, leave it. Let this song that I'm singing be a warning. When you're running.
If your spine is in a bind, it's time to be aligned. For 20 years, Dr. Justin Foster has been diagnosing and taking care of spinal problems. Misaligned vertebrae can hurt due to a strain or sprain from an accident or be injured by repeated use and can lead to a pinched nerve if not fixed. Pinched nerves can cause a series of discomforts including decreased flexibility, headaches, muscle, joint, disc, and nerve pain. Foster Chiropractic of Tillman's Corner, easy to find across from Lowe's off Rangeline.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
This program is a production of Armed Alabama, LLC. The comments and views of the hosts are those of Armed Alabama, LLC, for which it is solely responsible. The view and comments of the callers, guests, and texters do not necessarily represent the views of the sponsors or advertisers of Armed Alabama, LLC, or of Armed Alabama, LLC, Bigler Broadcasting, LLC, FM Talk 106.5, or WABH. No comments from Judge Rusty Johnston should be taken as legal advice, but as educational information. Judge Johnston is not engaged in the practice of law and should not be sought out to answer legal questions off the air. Seek legal advice from a qualified attorney who knows the complete specifics of your legal matter.
Locally owned and operated, Priola Ace Hardware and Lumber carries a complete line of industrial products to homeowner project needs. Servicing all of Mobile County, located 1 mile north of I-65 exit 19 on Highway 43, we bring you what you expect with true customized customer service. from a full-service lumber and plywood supplier to a K2 cooler dealer is what you'll find, along with a huge selection of Milwaukee and DeWalt power tools and accessories, safety equipment, Craftsman tools, paint, plumbing, electrical supplies, propane, and concrete. We are your one-stop shop with personal service. See Jamie and her A-team for unsurpassed customer service and competitive pricing. We are locally owned and operated, so we know what our customers need, and we will deliver on our promise of helping you is the most important thing we are going to do today.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I like you, Philip. But be assured, bite my hand, and I will put you down. Your division is in charge of native crime. Or would you rather I was in charge of native crime? I don't think you'd like my methods.
All right, welcome back to Armed Alabama. Just before the break, we had a really good question come in to our text line. The individual that texted it must have been an absolute genius. The question is, Judge...
Almost like a setup.
The question is, Judge, are county parks gun-free, like Chickasaw Bogue? They have a sign that says no guns, including permit holders.
Well, that is a fake sign. It is illegal, and as soon as I get a picture of it, I'm going to file a complaint with the Attorney General. Just so everybody will know, go to Section 13A-11-61 Point 2 of the Alabama Code, and it lists the places that are allowed to be gun-free zones. Police, sheriff, highway patrol, premises inside of a prison, jail, halfway house, the psychiatric care inside a courthouse, inside any facility where the district attorney's office is located. You have to have a permit if you're going to go and watch a football game, college, or high school. Or a place that is patrol. I assume they don't have guards patrolling there all the time. Is open, and either turnstiles or biometric key cards or iris scanners. No, that is illegal. These cities, towns do it all the time in libraries, and basically, the Attorney General needs to start hitting them hard. Basically, the Attorney General writes him and says, I've been given this picture. You cannot establish it. Oh, we didn't know. But we're going to take care of that because Chickasaw Bogue Park apparently has such a sign. And as soon as I get out there, we'll take a picture of it. It is not a gun-free zone.
And if you remember, Judge, when we first started doing this show, Armed Alabama, there were signs that was put up at rest areas.
Yep.
All along the state. And, of course,
if there's any place you need a gun, it's in a rest area. A lot of crime takes place. And that was the state itself. And it said no weapons. So, you know, a two-inch knife is a weapon, or pepper spray is a weapon. It was just totally.
The brick that you mentioned earlier.
Yeah. I don't understand the mentality of the ruling elite that think that you know, criminals aren't going to bring weapons, but, you know, all us good folks, we're going to leave them in the car and be victims.
And that's something that's something we in the show here, we petitioned, and there were lots of other people across the state that petitioned then-Governor Bentley, and those signs weren't long taken down.
Yeah, I called
taken
the
down.
DOT director. He looked and acted, frankly, like a Nazi. I mean, but he was not willing to listen to reason.
I think he's still stepping over his bounds to this day.
Exactly. Now, if you know of a place or have a photograph of a place in Alabama that says no firearms that you don't think is correct, send an email to this email address, info@armedalabama.com, so we can keep them straight, and we'll investigate it. info@armedalabama.com. It doesn't matter if it's on a bank. That's not a gun-free zone. So you got your carry permit. You can go into a bank. You can go in anywhere. Now, you got to search your rights. You got to know what they are. You got to read this code section. But I guarantee you, you will know more than the people that are the proprietors of the business.
Yeah, to the caller earlier that caught that made a statement about it was illegal to carry your firearm in a commercial vehicle, which
that
you stated is not
huge
correct.
Huge myth. Yeah.
Yes. So we had an individual that texted a little while ago and says, I'm a CDL driver, a company driver, and I've been carrying my 45 PC-90 for 12 years in the company truck, and I have never had any problems with any law officers.
Well, and that's one of those, again, you've got to make a decision, like the woman that worked in Virginia Beach. Is my personal safety, my life, more important than maybe getting in trouble with the company, you know, if I'm in a company truck? So I would say just go to deep cover.
Absolutely. All right, we have another phone call, and as Mike is calling from Grand Bay. Hi, Mike. Welcome to Armed Alabama.
I got a couple of good little interesting stories about people that were guarding their valuables or whatever.
All right.
One of them is Art McKee in the early days of treasure hunting along the Florida coast. Well, he amassed basically a fortune in like the old Spanish coins and all that from the shipwrecks. And he had them in a museum down there. And people would try to break in that museum and get those coins, try to break in the safe. So what he did, he put a message on the safe door that said, I have placed highly explosive explosives.
I know what you mean.
On the door, he said it's in the door area, and it's also in other places in the premises. And see, they stopped, and the next day he had a sign. The next time he had a sign on the door, it said, "You win, Art."
I will do you one up from that. I had a house I inherited up in the country. And, you know, it must have had 20 interior rooms. And you know how people are after somebody dies, they want to come and loot the house. So all I right. placed three or four signs that said, warning, two spring-fired shotguns have been placed inside this dwelling. Anyone entering may be killed or severely injured. Now, I didn't really do it, but nobody broke into that house.
I got one more story. There was a man that had... my granddaddy used to grow all kind of watermelons. We'd give them to people in the neighborhood. But we also had people that would steal the watermelons sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But there was a man had that happen. And so he got tired of it. And he put a painted sign in his watermelon patch that said, one of these watermelons is poison. Hey, look.
See, that's all you got to do, that threat.
Two later, he come to his watermelon patch. And there was a sign from whoever was stealing the watermelons that said, now there's two.
Oh, boy. Okay. That's a smart aleck. That's pretty good.
I'll listen to the rest of the show.
That's great.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Mike.
Hey, can I share a quick story? This was told to me. I did not go to Fairhope High School, but it was a senior prank. Some guys broke into the school over the weekend. And they had bought three little pigs, and they painted numbers on their backs, and they put a one, they put a two, and they put a four. And they let those three pigs loose in the building.
Making people think there were more of them.
That there was a three somewhere, and everybody was about to go nuts trying to find every nook and cranny in that building.
You got to like a clever joke.
That's right. You got to have a little imagination, you know.
Folks, if you're on YouTube, that's Armed Alabama YouTube, I'm going to show you something real quick. This is, I actually read two of these. This is a Remington 1148 shotgun that I bought this one for a parts gun for $150, but I stripped the metal down, you know, just silver, and then stripped the wood down. Then I repainted the metal with Duracoat, I think. And put on a nice trap-type shooting pad from a limb saver. And, after remembering where all the parts went, it does real well. Now, you know, this was a gun they sold for about 10, 12 years from 48 through probably 60, but, you know, it accomplishes its task. And anyway, it turned out nice. So it shows that even an imbecile like I am can do something without, you know, I wouldn't do this if it was, you know, a brand new Beretta that was $8,000.
Yeah, but that's a beautiful shotgun.
But for $150, what I got it for.
And you used to be able to pick those up.
Oh, yeah.
Just and really
recently,
cheap.
And there are a few normal people that have them for $199. Then there are people that want $875. Thought, you know, I'll go buy a Remington 1100 for that.
Of course, those were the precursors to the Remington 1100.
Right, right. That's just crazy.
But, and those kind, kind of got a bad note, if you will, or a bad deal. But those were good shotguns.
Oh, yeah.
As long as
you
maintain them.
They kick a little harder than the 1100 because they're kind of in between, like, the 11, which was an Auto 5, the long recoil,
yep,
and a gas recoil. I think they call it a short recoil system. But that's why I've got the nice big limb saver pad on there. So it'll do fine. You can't have enough guns.
No.
Except when you run out of spaces to put them.
Or you run out of ammunition.
Yeah, that won't happen.
That's a
bad feeling. Thing. But that's not going to happen.
No, because if you got more guns, you got ammunition, you've got a planning problem.
Oh, yeah, you do. You need to figure out X number, how much ammunition you need per gun. Folks, we're at the halfway point. Give us a call when we get back. 251-343-0106.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
We'll expect isolated thunderstorms tonight. Low temperatures will be in the lower 70s at daybreak. For Tuesday, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms, highs in the upper 80s. And the outlook for Wednesday, scattered thunderstorms again, with afternoon readings in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hello, everyone. I'm WKRG News 5's Roseanne Haven. Former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore will announce this week if he's running for U.S. Senate in 2020. Moore's wife confirms he'll make an announcement on the Senate race Thursday. Moore ran for U.S. Senate in 2017, but lost the special election amid allegations of long-ago sexual misconduct with teenagers. Moore denied the allegations. Trial started today in Pensacola for Henry Steger, accused of killing the mother of his daughter, Cassandra Robinson, and stuffing her body in a green metal drum inside a trailer last year. Prosecutors say he killed her because she was going to leave and take the baby. The defense says there's no direct evidence linking him to her death. The Mobile County Animal Shelter is trying to find a man who dumped six puppies at the facility's front door in the rain. You can find pictures of the man and the six pups on our website, WKRG.com. Roseanne Haven.
Longleaf pine is the South's original pine tree, towering over all others. Vast clear-cutting logging operations in the first half of the last century destroyed these beautiful longleaf forests, some well over 100 years old. Their wood sent to New England, New York, and Europe. Many Southerners have no memory of the magnificent longleaf forests that covered the South. The America's Longleaf Restoration Initiative is a concerted effort to restore and conserve longleaf pine forests. The best part is, it's working. For more info, visit americaslongleaf.org.
Could you defend yourself, your family, your home against an assailant? Do you know your legal rights? What is the law on carrying a firearm? Do you know defensive shooting? All of this and more will be taught at Armed Alabama's Level 1 class. For more information, visit armedalabama.com/classes. That's armedalabama.com/classes.
All yous out there listening right now, I want you to pay attention to me, all right? I know what you need when your AC's down. It's hot, and that means you want action, and you want it now. I got guys that'll take care of you. Hanson Heating and Air. They don't charge you to come out after hours. Their service calls just $25. It's amazing. Hanson is who you want to have your back when you got AC troubles. Don't send the wrong dude. You wouldn't send a fan to do an AC's job, would you? Hanson Heating and Air. The Hanson difference. Like him on that Facebook thingy. Alabama license number 08059.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Little pigs, let me come in. Not by the hair on your chinny chin chin. Then I'll huff, and I'll puff, and I'll blow your house in. Here's Johnny.
Argument for steel doors.
I guess so, but Charlie, is that the whole reason why you brought up the three pigs earlier?
No.
You knew that was coming up.
Yeah, no, he did. He knew it was coming up. Yeah,
but I'm still in awe of the genius, the high school kid that dreamt that prank.
That's pretty good.
Up. That really is good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Leave out a number.
For any of your pistols, rifles, shotguns, crossbows, probably grappling hooks, go to McCoy Outdoors. Now, they have stuff for the teenagers. They have clothes, have running shoes. I mean, you name it, they've got it.
Absolutely.
If it's sports-related.
You know, if that Father's Day gift didn't quite cut it, well, guess what?
Never
McCoy's
too late.
McCoy's Outdoors has got everything you need.
Go there and buy
to make
and
it
charge
right.
It to your kids. Especially if you didn't get them that FN all-terrain vehicle with that machine gun on top.
And even if you didn't need it, if you wanted it, go get it.
Well, that's right. That's exactly. They're great people. That's, you know, you go to some places. I will name a, you know, big box store that you stand in line to look at a gun, and then they kind of treat you like you're a felon that's getting ready to grab it. If you buy one, they box it up and take it to your car.
No, they escort it.
Yeah, escort you.
Escort you with the firearm to your vehicle.
That's just like criminals.
You ought to be able to just throw it over your shoulder and walk out the door.
You could have
even
your
if you
concealed
get that AR-15 with the kung fu grip. You know,
that's
you could
right.
have your concealed carry, carrying it openly like I am right now, my 9mm.
But you can't carry.
But you can't a brand new one that's broken to pieces. That it's so stupid.
Hey, by the way, Judge, I wanted to also mention that. I don't know if they've restocked those door braces at Ace Hardware.
Oh, yeah.
But my wife and I went, and we got two at the Ace Hardware store on Old Shell at McGregor.
They're a great present for a kid going away to college,
and great,
too.
And great people in that store.
Oh, they were.
I mean, they were so
I love
helpful
that store.
And friendly. And I'm assuming, because we bought the last two they had, but in about a week, we're going to get a chance to check them out on
good.
Our motel room door.
I tell you, think about a kid going, you know, he's in dorm, two girls, and, you know, who knows who's got the key to that dorm room. Put one of those behind it so you'll just know. And when you go, you know, hotel room, who knows again, it's, what, $22, $23 or something like that?
Yeah, I think I got two for about
$50. Okay, $25.
And it's adjustable. It'll fit any door height.
It
comes up under the doorknob and then down on the floor.
And if you're kind of embarrassed about it, you know, you can about get it in your suitcase if you go diagonally. I carry it in boldly to let people know that I have one. And by the way, there's some hotels around the state. I know that the one in Birmingham, what are the upscale, you know, not Holiday Inn.
The upscale?
Not
what do you
Crown
mean?
Plaza.
You mean Motel 6?
No, you know, they're owned by that same
hey,
chain.
For some of us, that is upscale.
Hey, it's upscale if you have a nice clean bed and shower.
That's but anyway, right. there's a nice one in downtown Birmingham. It's a not Courtyard. It's owned by the chain, the Holiday Inn type people. But it has right on its front door, no firearms. And, you know, they have no right to do it. But the story I'm going to tell you is I have a Beretta CX-4 Storm 9mm carbine. It has a nice plastic case, says Beretta. And the girl working at the desk, I said, how do you like my Beretta violin? She said, do you play the violin? So do I. And we got in this long conversation.
It sort of sounds Italian.
Yeah, so why not? You know,
it's my Beretta Stradivarius.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, what they don't know won't hurt them.
You get what you pay for.
I know.
Charlie, speaking of motels, we went to Yellowstone and Tetons last year, and after sleeping with the bears for 5 days with no amenities, you know, any hotel room is welcomed. Of course, we decided we were going to spend a night in Old Faithful Hotel or motel, whatever.
Is that one of those mom and pop?
No, it's that big one right there by the geyser.
Yeah.
Old Faithful geyser. So we stayed in the old part of the Old Faithful Inn that was built, and I think in 1909 or something like that. So we're just kind of bedded down for the evening because, like I say, we've been exhausted, been in a tent for 5 days, traveled 2,200 miles, and all of a sudden we hear some huffing.
May I
and
interrupt?
Puffing.
Hampton Inn is the name of the
Hampton
hotel
Inn.
In downtown
so
Montgomery.
So we hear some huffing and puffing. And so we like raise up and look around, and there is a buffalo or a bison, whatever you want to call it, looking in our window like, what are y'all doing?
I would call him sir.
He was big.
Yeah.
I actually went to a restaurant in Atlanta, I think it was a Ted Turner one, that they served bison. And I just kind of refused to get it because I don't like
him.
Oh,
it's good.
But, you know.
It's good. When we were there, we went on.
Buffalo burgers across the bay there at the sporting place.
Oh, really?
Or they did. I guess
we might go try it out. But, yeah, we had buffalo and elk while we were up there.
He's out of focus.
So, Judge, one of the things, an article that I ran across, and I've actually been following this article for months now, and have not heard really anything about it on the mainstream media, and that is a gentleman by the name, I wouldn't call him a gentleman, a man by the name of...
I used to always tell the probation officers and police, it'd be a probation revocation hearing, be a guy that had been convicted of 4 counts of rape, 3 of burglary.
Yeah.
See, the gentleman then came out the window with a butcher knife and say, I think I'd omit that term, gentleman. Why don't we say the man?
Well, this guy was barely a man. His name is Samuel Little, and have absolutely heard very little about him. And they're saying now that he has possibly murdered 93 women over 30 years. And there is nothing on the mainstream media about this. If indeed it becomes 93 women, he would become one of the most prolific serial killers of all time.
Is there a bounty up for him?
He's already in jail.
We could go out looking for him if there was.
But because of cold case files, they keep coming to him to try to solve these murders. And some of these murders have DNA evidence. Of course, when they match it up, guess what? Samuel Little is responsible.
Interesting. I had a guy named Gerald Patrick Lewis, probably about 2001. I don't think it was that many, but I think they counted 40-something to him. And they had him for capital murder in a number of states, so he just pled to straight murder with me. And you don't want to know the details because it was horrible. He was a creep.
Well, the vast majority of the women that he killed, his M.O. was that he would pick them up from a club or a bar or something like that, get them into his vehicle, pick them up in his vehicle, and then he would strangle them.
Ladies, if you need to find a date, meet people at like civic functions or maybe church, not at a bar, because number one, your own perceptions are impaired.
And
somebody that you might think is crazy or creep, you may not pick up on that. And then plus, if they attack you, you don't have the strength.
And how stupid is it, even if you are impaired, to go off in a vehicle with somebody you just met?
Now, men, it's okay. men probably would never get married if they didn't pick up women at bars.
But 93 women over 30 years is absolutely unbelievable.
And by the way, you can take your concealed carry into a bar. My advice is, it's better if you're the designated driver not to drink if you have that in a bar. But if you just really got to, you drink in a manner which is one drink an hour, like one beer an hour, or three quarters of a mixed drink, that'll keep your blood alcohol level under 0.08. Because the problem is, if you ever have to use it, you're going to be questioned about your judgment. It's not illegal, but hey, well, how if you're 0.22, how'd you really know he was going for a knife? You were pretty drunk.
Yeah.
And of course, that's the drinking level, 0.08 to drive. But it's a good rule of thumb, you know, if you're feeling with a gun. Better to have 0.00. But I know people that take, I guess they don't make contact, Dramamine, all that. That'll zonk me out worse than a couple of drinks, you know, the antihistamines.
And if you're looking for more information or you want to find out more information about this article and this individual, Samuel Little, the article is posted on our Facebook page, and that's Armed Alabama Radio, FM Talk 106.5. And you can go there and read the article. Like I say, I think I posted a similar article about that several months ago, and at that time it was like 60 women, and of course now it's up to like 93.
Well, he could be executed in 100 years, maybe.
I think he's already got life. He's got multiple life sentences already, and it just keeps more and more on these cold case files, on these investigations that are being conducted and completed. They're tagging on more and more murders.
There's a lot more that goes on than you know about.
So right now,
a quick question, 251-343-0106.
Right now is 93, so it may be 103 next month. I mean, you just don't never know.
That is absolutely awful, and probably a number of them were preventable. Like I've always said, home safety starts with locking your door.
Absolutely.
And we're going to get into either next week or the next week about home hardening. I'm going to take a movie and some photos of what I've done to my house, and we can discuss that. But it does start with locking your door and being perceptive. You know, is there a guy in your front yard that shouldn't be there? Drive down the street.
I'll tell you, a big thing for us is, especially this time of year, springtime, summertime, we're in the backyard.
Yep.
We're in the swim pool. We're grilling out. We're just all kind of
back there with you.
All kind of outdoor activities. And that's one thing that I make sure always, that the front door is locked.
Yep.
The side door is locked, because, you know, we're out back, a lot of commotion going on, a lot of fun happening, and it would be very easy for someone to come into our house while we're out back and not even know that.
I used to carry a gun on my holster when I was mowing the yard. We'll be back. And it feels so sweet, 'cause the world is but a treat.
Spine is in a bind, it's time to be aligned. For 20 years, Dr. Justin Foster has been diagnosing and taking care of spinal problems. Misaligned vertebrae can hurt due to a strain or sprain from an accident, or be injured by repeated use, and can lead to a pinched nerve if not fixed. Pinched nerves can cause a series of discomforts, including decreased flexibility, headaches, muscle, joint, disc, and nerve pain. Foster Chiropractic of Tillman's Corner, easy to find across from Lowe's off Rangeline.
Locally owned and operated, Moffitt Road Ace is a member of the largest retailer-owned cooperative in the industry. Moffitt Road Ace is unique and tailored to meet the needs of its local community, with a large plumbing and electrical supply to being the only authorized Getty dealer in Northwest Mobile. They're committed to being the helpful place by offering our customers products. Just a few of the brands they carry include Craftsman, DeWalt, Scotts, and Miracle-Gro, iYield, Toro Mowers, Echo Outdoor Power Equipment, Weber Grills, Kamado Joe Ceramic Smokers, Valspar Paint, Yeti Coolers, Ace, Bayou Classic, and much more. As the helpful hardware folks they promised, helping you is the most important thing we have to do today. Don't get lost in the big box. Shop local. Located on Highway 98 on the edge of Sims, 1.5 miles east of the Moffitt Road and Schillinger's intersection.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Could you defend yourself, your family, your home against an assailant? Do you know your legal rights? What is the law on carrying a firearm? Do you know defensive shooting? All of this and more will be taught at Armed Alabama's Level 1 class.
For more information, visit armedalabama.com/classes. That's armedalabama.com/classes.
A few years ago, I decided to buy a Liberty Safe to protect my valuables. I never dreamed that my house would be broken into. What they couldn't break into was my Liberty Safe. I am so thankful I bought the safe. It's worth every penny. I highly recommend Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Protect your valuables with a safe from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes and get 12 months no interest financing. I-65 and Moffett Road, look for the giant yellow safe.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
You see, in this world, there's two kinds of people, my friend. Those with loaded guns and those who dig. You dig.
Where?
All right, back with more of Armed Alabama. Adam, this is a very historic day, not to anybody now, because everybody forgets, you know, anything that happened before 2000.
Forgets? I don't think they're taught.
Well, it could be. On June 18th, 2015, the Battle of Waterloo took place. Of course, in theory, between the English Wellington and then the German Blücher and Napoleon. And the interesting thing about it, there were very few English even there. They put up the money and hired most of the Germans, the Prussians, et cetera. Close call, but obviously Napoleon lost. But the one I love the best is Marshal Michael Ney. He was called the bravest of the brave. He was a redhead. So he told his soldiers, "Come here, soldiers, watch and see how Marshal of France meets his death." And he charged an artillery battery. And at the end of the battle, he was just beating on one of the cannons with his sword. Interestingly, after, you know, Napoleon abdicated and was exiled to St. Helena, he was the only one executed, poor Ney, and firing squad. And he told the soldiers, who were some of his soldiers, "Soldiers, I've never done anything against France. I've always fought for her, but do your duty. Ready, aim, fire." And he gave the order.
So what you're saying is he was France's redhead stepchild.
Yeah, exactly. He sure was. But really, Ney, Napoleon had marshals, kind of like field marshals. But anyway, interesting day, and that ended the Napoleonic Wars. That's after he came back from Elba. But I was telling you earlier, unlike our southern heroes, Napoleon's statue is safe all throughout France. Nobody is tearing it down. It's tourist sites. And you can arguably say, you know, a lot of people died opposing him, attacking him. Of course, most of the wars have actually started trying to depose the revolution and him. But he was the one, if you remember, the royalists were marching on the assembly, and he got the cannons and filled them with grape shot. And when the crowd got close enough, fired the cannons full of the grape shot. And it was reported that Napoleon gave him a whiff of grape shot, and that took down all of the problem makers there.
So I had mentioned earlier about Samuel Little possibly murdering 93 women over 30 years. That's just one post that we have on our Facebook page. Judge, as you're aware, you were talking about Waffle House earlier in the show and being a no-gun zone, because it's always posted there at Waffle House. They've actually been robbed like three or four times over the last 3 or 4 weeks, including an AK-47.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think those signs did them any good.
Yeah.
Also, we posted on our Facebook page that four suspects were detained after shots were fired at CC's Pizza in West Mobile, of all places.
My goodness.
I guess the pepperoni wasn't quite right.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And, you know, we're not encouraging people to go and look for problems, but you have the right.
No, and if you're out with your family,
you have the right to protect your family.
Absolutely. You're out with your family and you're in public. This is reasons that we can only provide to try to encourage you to get the training you need, to where you feel comfortable and can still carry to protect yourself and or your family.
One of the Raffle House robberies, I think it was the one on Grand Bay Wilmer Road, they were marching the employees back into the freezer, making them take their clothes off. Now, that generally is a sign they're getting ready to kill everybody.
Yeah, execution to the back of the head.
I had a case kind of similar to that, and it was a restaurant. It's no longer there on Airport Boulevard. But the only reason – this was a bad guy. The only reason he didn't kill everybody is he heard a police siren responding to a bank robbery about three doors down, so he took off.
Well, it just wasn't a good location to be that particular day.
I know. They were lucky.
And that was a case that you seen?
Yeah, that was my case that I tried. Of course, a certain judge who will remain nameless who got in a fair amount of trouble over sexual issues, he gave him a bond, and the guy took off immediately. And it finally took the Joint Fugitive Task Force, the FBI, the U.S. Marshals, and the Georgia Bureau of Investigation – finally cornered him somewhere in Atlanta after a shootout.
Wow.
He was a bad guy, and I can't believe it. I'll think of his name before it's over.
Speaking of bad guys, we were talking earlier about just simply locking your doors and windows.
Yep.
That is your first line of protection just by doing that. Couldn't tell you how many times.
You can replace the broken locks, or if you're in a rush, if you have wood sash windows, just drill a hole, small hole, you know, from a top to a bottom, and stick a nail in there.
Easy things to do to keep that window from being raised.
And remember your room air conditioner. If you have a room air conditioner, that's a big point of entry. You can cut a wooden stick and put, in the top part so it can't be raised any higher.
That's a good point. Because those are easy to go ahead and raise that window.
It happens all the time.
Raise that window just a little bit more to be able to slip that AC unit out. And
then
anybody
come in
can crawl right in.
And take your AC unit, too.
Absolutely.
So you just got to be thinking about these things.
You told me one time before, Judge, and I can't remember if this was exactly what, but that you stated there was how many rapes or robberies or something like that you told me that the bad guys doing their dastardly deeds gained access through an unlocked door or window.
This guy that I tried supposedly committed 95 rapes.
95.
And every one he came in through an unlocked door or window.
Probably in the middle of the day.
Yeah, probably so. And let me tell you, the details were sickening. He was convicted because – thank God for the Mobile Police. They found a partial palm print on the wallboard, and that was enough to get him.
95 rapes.
Yep. That's how many. He wasn't convicted of that many. I think mine were four, something like that. But that's how many.
Wasn't that many people had come forward?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it was just unknown. I'll tell you off the air how he accomplished it. It was very Johnny Moffitt was his name. Y'all probably remember it's no secret.
Yeah, that was a pretty big case.
Yeah, very, very sad. And in contrast to what people say, I got a nice letter months later from the victim's cousin who said, I want to thank you for the dignity that you treated my cousin with. She was the one, you know, that had been raped. And I've never seen, at least I never have, I treat a rape victim, keep them in a separate area, treat them the utmost courtesy. Don't let lawyers beat up on them. It's not like you see on television in New York, or maybe it is like that in New York or California. Not here.
You know, to that statement and that same line, we just got a minute left here, but how many times when you and I taught classes, how many times that we had a woman that would come forward that had some type of story, either it happened to themselves where they were raped or beaten, or it happens to somebody that they knew that they were raped, beaten, or one lady was raped, beaten. She was sodomized, and she was absolutely brutally abused.
But she'd taken her life in her own hands.
She did, and, man, she had a lot of grit. She came to our class. And
I wouldn't mess with her now.
No, absolutely. And she was absolutely deadly with that firearm.
Yep.
And she stated that she was not going to be a victim
She's
again.
One that really touched me in court. You know, you try not to get involved, but really did. Folks, next week, hopefully, we'll have our cards ready, and we'll tell you where you can get them. And remember, this will stay on YouTube. You can watch it later and go to our Facebook page for comments. We've had a great time. We'll see you next week on Armed Alabama.
All yous out there listening right now, I want you to pay attention to me, all right? I know what you need when your AC's down. It's hot, and that means you want action, and you want it now. I got guys that'll take care of you. Hanson Heating and Air. They'll charge you to come out after hours. Their service calls are just $25. It's amazing. Hanson is who you want to have your back when you got AC troubles. Don't send the wrong dude. You wouldn't send a fan to do an AC's job, would you? Hanson Heating and Air. The Hanson difference. Like them on that Facebook thingy. Alabama license number 08059.
Longleaf pine is the South's original pine tree, towering over all others. Vast clear-cutting logging operations in the first half of the last century destroyed these beautiful longleaf forests, some well over 100 years old. Their wood sent to New England, New York, and Europe. Many Southerners have no memory of the magnificent longleaf forest that covered the South. The America's Longleaf Restoration Initiative is a concerted effort to restore and conserve longleaf pine forests. The best part is, it's working. For more info, visit americaslongleaf.org.
Turning up your voice. FM Talk 106.5, WAVH-FM, Daphne, Orange Beach, Mobile.
Trump bid, Shanahan out. I'm Ann Cates. President Trump has formally launched his 2020 re-election bid. The president spoke to supporters at a rally tonight in Orlando.
We accomplished more than any other president has in the first 2.5 years of a presidency. And under circumstances that no president has had to deal with before.
Acting Secretary of Defense Patrick Shanahan is stepping down. Correspondent Bob Costantini.
In doing an in-depth background check on Patrick Shanahan, the FBI reportedly discovered a domestic dispute. USA Today published an account of the matter, which involved Shanahan and his then-wife, each accusing the other of throwing the first punch. This did not come up in Shanahan's confirmation as deputy secretary in 2017. However, he did discuss it this week with Washington Post reporters, also on to the background matter.
The Senate's top Republican is condemning Iran's latest actions.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the U.S. has no appetite for war with Iran.
The president has said he does not seek conflict with Iran. Neither does the Senate.
But McConnell says Iran's recent acts of aggression must not go unchecked.
Tehran must not be rewarded for terror and intimidation. The U.S. and our partners need to stand firm and apply concerted, coordinated diplomatic and economic pressure until Tehran changes its behavior.
McConnell cites what the Secretary of State has called Iran's